Blog Talk Radio.
Come soon, fire sweet perfume.
Yes, Lord, have your way, Holy Spirit of the Living God. Yes,
God,
thank you. Thank
you.
Hallelujah.
Come soon, fire, sweet perfume. Your heart, presence, feels this room.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. I'm going to open up your lines right now. Welcome to the teaching and understanding of the Holy Spirit. Welcome, Evangelist Kim, Sister Dillard, Sister Connie Melvin. God bless you. And anyone that's tuned in on the actual site, the preacher and the pastor, welcome, welcome, welcome. We give everybody the opportunity to get in with Bill and our teaching, understanding the Holy Spirit, you all. And I'm just excited, y'all. It's more to come. So we may go through this more than a month of March and continue on. It's so much to be learned and understand the Holy Spirit, but also encountering the Holy Spirit, you all, the Holy Spirit baptism, and being in the presence and spiritual warfare. Just so much, always learning, you know. And so I like to do it in 30-minute increments, you all, of teaching, because I feel like we can get more. For some people, it's like, oh, let me get more, the most I can, and pile it up. But I feel like breaking it down for me is good, you know, little by little, so that I can, you know, let what I've learned, let it take root. And so hopefully that works for you all as well. Get a little bit, study that, and let that take root. Get a little bit more, study that, and that takes root. And so we can receive it all instead of trying to get it all at one time and only receive a little bit. So, welcome, everyone. It was good. I hear my mama boys. We were on our family call on Monday morning. So I was good to hear you again at 12 o'clock. Amen.
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 Let us get it all,
right? Amen. That's that hunger for, when people are hungry for the things of God, you know, we're there ready to receive. Amen. And being hungry, the Bible said, hunger and thirst. Those that hunger and thirst for Him. So we just thank God right now that we'll be seeing our spiritual business of school. Amen. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for this opportunity once again that we can come together to receive and learn, oh God, the Holy Spirit, oh God, that operate in us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, that you will refresh the anointing on our life, oh God. Let us receive fresh oil in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Fresh strength, fresh revelation right now in this lesson, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Holy Spirit, that you would just have your way right now in the name of Jesus Christ. So we ask for revelation and knowledge and understanding of your word, that we can apply it to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you allow the scriptures and the teachings of today to take root and manifest in us, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be a grab from our hearts and minds. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace, oh God, knowing that there is greater to come after this life. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. That God be the glory. Amen and amen. Let us come against every hindering spirit, every unteachable spirit right now, every spirit of worry, doubt, disbelief, every spirit of oppression, depression, anxiety. We come against it right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we command you to cease your works and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and it shall be so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Good to hear Evangelist Kim and Sister Connie. God bless you. How y'all doing today?
God bless you.
Yes, I'm good. Thank you.
Amen. I receive the blessing of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So you all, last week we were talking about the symbols of the Holy Spirit. We were talking about the symbols, and I just kind of recap a little bit. We already talked about the deposit of the Holy Spirit into us, the dove being a symbol, the wind the seal of the Holy Spirit, amen. We also talked about the oil and fire. So today we're going to talk about water. So one of the more prominent biblical symbols for the Holy Spirit, you all, is water. So the best example in ancient times, at the end of the Feast of Tabernacles, Israel's highest priest would pour out near the altar a pitcher of water drawn from the pool of Siloam, S-I-L-O-A-M. So this was such a happy occasion with singing and celebrating in hopeful anticipation of the Messiah's future reign. You see this in the book of Zechariah, chapter 14, verse 16 to 21. If anyone has a Bible, can go to the scripture for
Zechariah.
Me. Book of Zechariah, chapter
14, verse 16 to 21. Okay, let me get it right quick. Zechariah. Yeah, back. Oh, there it goes. All right, I got it. 1 second. I'll do it right here. So here, let me go real quick. I got it right there on my phone, Zechariah. Zechariah 14, verse 16 to 21. All right. And it says, though these three men were in it,
Zechariah chapter 14,
and
verse
Zechariah,
16.
Zechariah, Z-E-K-I-E-R.
Z-E-C-H.
Oh, I'm at the wrong
Z-E-C-H.
Okay. Let me go back.
Z-E-C-H-A-R-I-A-H.
Z-E-C-H. I don't see him. Oh, I see it. Z-E-C-H. All right, I got it. I'm at the wrong one. 14, I'm just about to read up a song. Amen. 14 to 16, and it said, and Judas also shall fight at Jerusalem.
What Bible you read that in? What Bible you read? Is it what Bible is
it?
Might be
a Living Bible. I'm on my phone.
Okay, must be okay. It's the translation is different. We're in the New King James Version.
Okay, I can go in the Bible on what you call it.
On your phone? Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to the book. Because
it'll read almost totally, read a lot different. So I want everybody to know if they're in the New, like I'm in the New King James Version. I don't know what Bibles you all have, but it reads different. So I just want to probably tell everybody what version we're reading from so we can follow.
Mine's different. All right. In the Bible of what's his name, the Standard by Tony Evans Bible, chapter 14, say Judas will also fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the surrounding nation will be collected, gold, silver, and clothing in great abundance. The same pledge as the previous one will strike. The horse, mule, camels, donkeys, and all the animals that are in these camps. Then all the survivors from the nation that came against Jerusalem will go up years after years to worship the king, the Lord of Harmony, and something like
that. Let me get that Bible you're reading from, because your Bible reads totally different from the New King James Version. Let me grab my Tony Evans Bible. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, let me. You said you're in a Tony Evans Bible? No, no, I'm not in a Tony Evans Bible. I'm in New King James. Let me get it because it's breakdown. It's an interpretation of the scripture. So let me go. Y'all give me a minute because I want to. Because if you're following her in your Bible, Evangelist Kim or Sister Connie, anybody else, it'd be totally different. Evangelist Kim, are you looking at your Bible?
No, I just pulled it up. Zechariah, it's Zechariah?
Zechariah chapter 14, verse 16 to 21.
Verse 16? And it, shall, it says somebody, it shall come to pass that everyone that is left, that one?
Yeah, yeah. Hers read totally different from it. So I'm, she's in the Tony Evans. So I'm going.
I came from chapter, wait a minute, I started at chapter 14. That's probably why.
Okay, no, yeah. Chapter 16.
Oh, I started.
You know, we started chapter 16 to 21. Yeah, so that's why I was saying, let me see. I mean, Tony, everybody shouldn't read that much different. Chapter 14, verse 16 to 21.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
so yeah, that's why you're excited. I was like, wait a minute. Okay, let me see. Okay, yeah, that's why. Sister Dillard. I'm like, wait a minute. I said, let me go get my, I really got my Tony Evans. I was like, man, I know Tony Evans did not change that word like that. Yeah, that's why. Okay.
That's why.
All right, so start at verse 16, Sister Dillard, verse 21. And it shall come to pass in everyone.
Say that all, I mean, salvation, not salvation, that then all these, what am I trying to say?
Verse 16.
Okay, verse 16. And it shall come to pass that everyone that's left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem should even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of the hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. 17. And it shall be, that whoso will not come up all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. And if the family of Egypt go not up and come not, that have no rain, there shall be the pledge wherewith the Lord will submit the heathen that come, the heathen that come not up to keep the feast of tabernacles. This shall be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all nations that come not up to keep the feast of tabernacles. There shall be upon the bells of the horses holiness unto the Lord, and the pots in the Lord's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. 21 say, yea, every pot in Jerusalem and Judah shall be holiness unto the Lord of hosts. And all that sacrifice shall come and take of them and see it therein. And that day there shall be no more the Canaanites in the house of the Lord of hosts.
Okay.
Amen.
So here we see, and thus Israel's rabbis declared that people who had never witnessed this ritual did not know the true meaning of joy. So during his earthly ministry, Jesus seized upon this ancient tradition to declare his unique ability to quench the deepest thirst of the human heart. When we look in the book of John, chapter 7, verse 37 and 38, if you go there with me,
37:38. And it says, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Amen. So he promised to give the Holy Spirit to those who trusted him. And he said that the indwelling spirit would be like rivers of living water flowing from within believers. I was speaking to a young lady this morning. I said, it's about what you believe. It's all about what you believe that will produce how you will live. So it's all about what you believe. So it says in the Bible, so you are so flowing within believers, those who believe. Believe in Christ. Christ came to say, Christ is your Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps picking up on this idea, you are the Apostle Paul described joy, peace, and hope as qualities that would overflow from the life of a spiritual-led Christian. When we look in the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 13, Romans, you are chapter 15, verse 13, if you're just coming into the lesson, we're teaching and understanding the Holy Spirit, and right now we're going to the book of Romans. Chapter 15, verse 13. Amen. The reason why we go to the scripture is so that we all can lay our eyes on it for ourselves and read it for ourselves and to see for ourselves, not just me saying it, but going to the scripture ourselves and reading for ourselves. Amen.
Amen.
So we witness ourselves. Amen. So Romans chapter 15, anybody have it? 15, verse 13.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay, if you have it, go ahead and read it for us.
Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Receive the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So we know that the Holy Ghost has what power, that's power when you receive the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
And may the God of hope fill you with all the joy and peace of believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, which is one and the same. Amen. So we look in the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 22-23. It testifies one to another, word upon word, precept upon precept. Yes, Galatians 5. Chapter 5, verse 22-23.
Amen. I'm letting somebody else read. I'm just reading. Go ahead.
Amen.
Go ahead.
If you're in a reading mood today, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, sis.
You can read it, mama.
Amen.
22 and 23
said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. 23 say, meekness, temperance against such, meekness, temperance against such there is no law.
Amen. Amen. Right here in Scripture, these are the fruits of the Spirit, y'all. That's what we want to be operating in, the fruits of the Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit dwells in us. We operate in the fruits of the Spirit. So fountains, you all, streams, we're talking about water, so we're still talking about the symbols of the Holy Spirit. Fountains, streams, wells, all of these watery images are used to demonstrate the work of the Spirit. So water cleanses and refreshes. It gives life, and when harnessed correctly, it provides great power. Amen? Also in clothing. So after his crucifixion and resurrection, Jesus appeared multiple times to his most devoted followers. So one of those occasions, he told his disciples to take the good news of forgiveness to all nations. But first he said, stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. We see this in the book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 49. Luke, chapter 24, you all. Verse 49.
Mm-hmm.
So right after Matthew is Luke. I'm sorry, Matthew. Mark and Luke. Luke is right after Mark.
Amen.
Luke. Amen. So if you haven't already, read for us if you don't mind.
Luke, what chapter?
24, verse 49.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Chapter 24, verse 49. place.
Yes.
Hello, Mama.
And it
says, Evangelist can get it. You got it, Evangelist?
Okay. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high.
Amen. So we see it right here in Scripture, being clothed with the Holy Spirit. Amen. So power from on high is a clear reference to the Holy Spirit. When we look in the book of John, chapter 14 and verse 16, you all will go over there with me.
16.
I know it's a lot of scriptures, but I just want you all to see it for yourself.
Amen.
Chapter 14. Amen. Thank you. If you have it already, go ahead and read chapter 14, verse 16.
And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comfort that he may abide with you forever.
Forever. Amen. We're talking about the Holy Spirit right here. And you just flip over to chapter 16 and verse 7 through 15. Anyone? Chapter
16,
verse
7 through 15.
Mm-hmm. 7 through 15.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
It says,
Kim,
you got it?
Go ahead.
Okay. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expected for you.
It is for you. So it is to your advantage. It's the same that you go. That I go away.
Okay. That I go away. For if I go not away, the comfort will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me, of righteousness, because I go to my Father and ye see me no more, of judgment, because the prince of the world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Amen. Howbeit, I guess that's the word. When he, the Spirit of truth is come, when he, the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will assure you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall sword it unto you. All things that the Father had are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall sword unto you.
Amen. So if you have a King James, if you have a King James Version, it says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, it will send him to you. So it reads a little bit different in verse 8 says, and when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment of sin because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment because the ruler of this world is judged. So again, it's all about believing here and receiving. Only when you believe do you receive the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Only
amen.
When you believe you are. Amen. And when we look in the book of Acts, we're going to be wrapping up here. We have about 6 minutes left today. We look in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
If you have it, go ahead and read it.
But ye shall receive power after that. The Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and unto uttermost parts of the earth.
Amen. Are we here right here? Power from on high. We're talking about the Holy Spirit, receiving the power of the Holy Spirit. So, but what an interesting description, you all. According to Jesus, the Spirit is something like clothing. Without clothing, we are naked and vulnerable. But without the Holy Spirit, you all, we are naked and vulnerable. So when we try to live without the power of the Spirit, we are spiritually naked and vulnerable. Amen.
Amen.
You have an understanding of that today. So I just want to, if you have any questions or any comments about the symbols of the Holy Spirit, the symbols of the Holy Spirit. Anyone?
No.
Okay.
So symbols are good, like different. The symbols are like water.
Mm-hmm.
It's like different symbols of the Holy Spirit.
Right. And understand according to Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we talked about the deposit. We talked about the deposit and saying that God puts His Spirit in our hearts as a deposit. And we found it in the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 1 and 22. We talk about the dove as Jesus was baptized and witnessed His wife, the Spirit of God, descend on Him from heaven like a dove. So we're going according to Scripture. We're talking about the wind. We talked about the wind. Jesus used the play on words to inform Nicodemus, a Jewish religious leader, that the Spirit of God is like wind. So we see it in Scripture. And we talked about the seal. Paul in 2 Corinthians uses a rich descriptive phrase to help us understand the person and work of the Spirit. He calls the third person the Trinity of God's seal on believers. We see this in the book of Ephesians that we went over, you all. And also oil in the Old Testament. The newly chosen prophets and priests and kings were routinely anointed with oil. You also, they were to rely on the Spirit of God, not their own power. Talked about that in Old Testament. Talk about the fire. Holy Ghost fire. You hear in prayer. You speak about the Holy Ghost fire, which is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. And then today we talk about the water and the clothing, being clothed with the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So next Saturday day we'll be talking about the names of the Holy Spirit. We'll go over the names of the Holy Spirit. So you all today, before we close out here, again, I'll ask if you have any questions or comments so far. Evangelist Kim, what about you?
I don't. Thank you. Great lesson again.
Yeah. Amen. What about you, Sister Dillard? Mother?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you.
You, what about you, Sister Connie?
No, I'm good. You know, learning a lot about it. And it kind of ties in, you know, a little, it ties in, like, when you were talking about it on Bible study. I missed this Wednesday, but the Wednesday before when you was talking about spirit, and then that following Saturday, you went into it more, and now this Saturday more. So, yeah, it's all coming together.
Amen, amen. And if you miss Bible study, you can always go back those, even on your phone, a computer, a tablet, and go to Bible study and click on it, you can hear the lesson. And I try not to make them too long, and that way we can get, you know, what we need to get. Especially when we listen to something that's been pre-recorded, we have a tendency to be distracted, but I feel like if we're in 30 minutes, people will sit down and take that 30 minutes of Bible study and time to indulge into it. So, but before we go out today, I just want us to decree and declare these truths about the Holy Spirit according to Scripture. And I just say, we come, Father God, we come decree and declare today in the name of Jesus Christ, according to John 14 and 16, that you are our counselor. You teach us everything. You remind us of God's word. You are our comforter. When this world presses in on us, you comfort us in all our troubles. You teach us how to comfort others as they face troubles of their own. You are our helper. We will not be afraid. You will never leave us or forsake us, amen. And we trust you completely. You are our strength. All of the power we receive comes from you. You help us to fulfill the calling on our life, and we thank you. You are our advocate and our intercessor. You always defend us and stand with us. When we're not sure how to pray, you pray with us. Amen, and intercede on our behalf, and we decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are filled and overflowing with the Holy Spirit of the living God, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 God bless you all. I'll see y'all on Sunday.
Yes,
you all have a blessed one. Thank y'all again for coming to our lesson on Saturday. Invite someone. They may be a little behind, but we can always catch them up. All right. Y'all have a good day. Enjoy the rest of your day. Amen. Take care. Love you too. God bless you. Love you all.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You say. See you later.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us see.